I was asking an existential question. How do you ever really know where you are?
Huh? Longitude and latitude?
Nah, no.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
You already played the trigger warning, right?
Yep, it's loaded in. For the full episode, not for the individuals.
Good, because this is a fucked up ass story.
Trigger warning.
Yes.
For the individuals.
Yes. So a babysitter has been accused of killing an infant and trying to hide the death from the mother?
Yeah, were they disguise? How the fuck do you disguise life? That's what I saw when I read the sub-headline on the outlet I saw.
Yes. Well, it explains it in the story. This is fucking... So a Wisconsin babysitter who allegedly killed a two-month-old boy, then pretended he was alive when she gave the boy back to his mother, has since been charged with first-degree intentional homicide. A criminal complaint was filed Friday and said 28-year-old Melissa Tightsort of Wausau caused the infant's death in October, and this is how. Then put him in a snowsuit and put his hat down low over his eyes and returned him to a mother without telling him the child was dead. So yeah, so basically she bundled him up, put him in the car seat, put the hat on him and said, oh, he's sleeping. And just put him in the car.
Which people with I assume folks with babies tend to like, I don't give a fuck if he's sleeping, I want to see his face because that's my fucking baby.
Well, it wasn't all the way down over his face, it was just kind of low so you couldn't see his eyes, like fully.
Yeah, but aren't you going to see blue lips? She didn't think this one through.
It's a whole thing, man. All right, so she gave the baby back to the mother without telling her that her child was dead. Authorities found the mother trying to revive the boy, but he had died hours earlier from blunt force trauma from multiple head impacts.
What the fuck?
Right.
Like, why babysit if that's who you are?
Nigga, I have a lot of questions. During a court appearance on Friday, Judge Jill Fasted issued a $500,000 cash bond for Tightsort, and ordered that she have no contact with children or the victim's family, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tightsword, who is pregnant with her sixth child.
Wait, the person that, the killer?
Yep.
Is pregnant with a sixth one
yep.
of her own, but killed someone else's already.
Yep.
And Phoenix and William are fighting for custody.
Yep.
All right. Good. Things are making sense now.
Everything makes sense. So she's pregnant with her sixth child. He's also currently facing abuse charges for an incident involving an 11-month-old girl in her care. That charge stems from an August incident. So she killed a baby in October. She abused an 11-month-old girl in August and then killed a 2-month-old baby in October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to the criminal complaint, the mother of the 2-month-old boy dropped him off and his older brother off at Tietzort's home on October 18th. About 2 hours later, the baby's mother got a text from Tietzort letting her know that there was a story about her on the local news saying she'd been charged with child abuse. Tietzort then told the mother she was not allowed to be in contact with children and not to tell anyone that she was watching her sons.
This is fucking rowdy. I seriously just read the headline and saved it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we glance at a story, we'll know what's going on. I did not know any of this shit.
Yeah, so could you imagine? So you have two kids, you drop them off with a babysitter, and then halfway through your work shift, she calls you and says, there's a news story about me abusing kids and I'm not supposed to have kids. Don't tell anyone I have your kids. What the fuck, man?
Now, why is the news story at you before the fucking hashtag good cops? Best and the brightest. Man. They're out there solving the crimes, buddy.
So then the mother came up to pick up her sons about 3 hours later, according to the complaint. When the victim's mother came to pick up the infant and older son, the infant was seated in his car seat wearing a snowsuit with his hat pulled down over his eyes. The mother told police that she believed her son was sleeping because it was past 9 p.m. The boy's mother later realized her son was not breathing and he was cold and stiff. Officers arrived to find the boy had an ashen tone, his jaw was clenched, and his lips were blue, as you said. Tietzort told the police that she didn't kill the baby, but did know he was dead when she gave him back to the mother.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was the blunt force trauma, you see?
When her boyfriend got home that evening, they then went to McDonald's, and she brought the dead baby with them.
Somehow McDonald's made its way into the story.
Yes.
Somehow.
Fucking Americana, nigga.
Wow.
Americana. So she has the dead baby. Her and her boyfriend put the baby in the car, go to McDonald's, After she gave the boy back to his mother, Tietze, her boyfriend, and their son went to a local hotel to go swimming.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
There's a lot fucking happening.
What the fuck? I remember some shit like that. I think this was actually like before I was even podcasting. Like some white man had killed a black man and then like fucking like went for a drive or some shit. You know, like went to the movies. I think was actually it. Like went to the movies or killed his wife and went to the movies. Like just chilled out and then actually called the police. Like, oh yeah, we got I don't know, someone died or whatever.
Okay. And then of course I have, this is on winecellarmedia.com. I have the hyperlink in the story, and if you click it, this is goes to the journal Sentinel, and it has the timeline of her fucking child abuse charges.
Oh, because
it's a timeline. Okay. So this is Marissa Tietzort. Also, it has her picture. She looks relatively white, pregnant with her sixth child, faces homicide charges and someone else's. So June 22nd 2010. What year is it right now?
That was when I got an iPod Touch, fourth generation.
Shit.
Yeah.
So June 22nd, 2010, Tietzort's boyfriend and father of her children files a child abuse injunction and restraining order against her, alleging she was using drugs and abusing her one-year-old son. Uh-huh. Her boyfriend accused Tietzort of leaving him in a hot car on June 4th. The man stopped home during a break from work and found his son sitting in the car. When he tried to bring the child in to cool down, Tietzort would not let them into the house. He said that the child was red in the face and sweaty, and Tietzort slapped him in the face.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah. And then about a week later, Tietzort left the house with their children in the middle of a rainstorm to go to a party. He was able to come get the children, but Tietzort wouldn't give him the boy's formula or the food stamps.
Did we get the state they're in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Oh, I was thinking a rainstorm. I was like, it's one of those fucking Florida lightning storms. No. It's real easy to assume this is Florida.
Yeah. So that was, what did I say? June 22nd, right?
Yeah.
June 30th.
What year?
2010.
Jesus
fuck. The judge grants the restraining order and child abuse injunction. As a condition of the abuse injunction, Tietzort is not allowed to possess a firearm. Court records, however, do not show any criminal abuse charges were filed in this case. Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right.
So let's move up to November 2013.
2013. Remember 2013, folks? That's 3 years after Democrats didn't show up and let the Tea Party get in, and 2 years after Democrats didn't show up and let the people that were the second Tea Party get in. That was when that Eric Cantor got beat. Yeah,
shit.
Remember that shit? Yeah, that was when the Democrats didn't show up to vote. The people who shame you for vote shame you whether you vote or not. That, remember when they didn't show up in 2010 and 14? That's how long ago this was. This was 13. Blam.
Tietzort was charged in Oneida County with possession of drug paraphernalia. She would later plead no contest and be found guilty. January 1st.
Wait, you said found guilty?
Yep.
Found guilty, so she went to jail?
Yep.
But she has all her kids?
Yep.
Phoenix and William are fighting.
January 1st, 2014. Tietzort is charged in Langdale County with receiving and concealing stolen property worth at least $2,500 and bail jumping. She would later plead no contest and be found guilty of stolen property charges.
Just be stealing. 2014. That's back when you could hear Phoenix and William doing telephone audio shows for 3 fucking hours.
Woo.
And ending every episode listening to Richard Sherman yell at Skip. Say, I'm better at life than you. I'm
better at life than you. July 28th, 2014. Tietzort was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of an illegally obtained prescription, and bail jumping in Langlade County. Wait, so in July she got... Hold the fuck up. In January she got charged with bail jumping. In July she got charged with bail jumping again for the time that she got arrested in January.
2014. We were fucking 33 and, we were younger than we are now.
Yes.
I'm 35 now. I was 31.
Yes.
And that means you were 33.
Yes.
That's 2014.
The possession of an illegally controlled substance charge was dismissed, and she was found guilty by no contest of the other charges. August 1st, 2014.
Yeah.
Tietzort is caught operating a motor vehicle without a license. She later pleads guilty.
That's literally in between our birthdays.
Yes.
Like, dead in the fucking... God damn.
So, in 1 year, January, bail jumping, stealing property. July, same year, possession of controlled substances, bail jumping. August 1st, a few fucking days later...
Can we three strikes this nigga?
Operating a motor vehicle without a license. All right. So that same year, September, 1 month later, because why the fuck not, September 24th, Tight Sword is charged with resisting a police officer and 2 counts of bail jumping. Weird that bail jumping keeps coming up and she keeps getting bail. Watch whiteness work.
Fucking Christ, man.
One of the bail jumping charges was dismissed and she was found guilty after pleading no contest to the 2 other charges.
You put your white foot in, you get your bail jump out. You put your white foot in and then you take another route. All right. Fucking Christ.
And then December 1st, 2014. Same
nigga.
Fucking year. Tight Sword charged with bail jumping. Once again, pleads no contest. Is found guilty.
Nigga, she wasn't even done. Like, the Thanksgiving Day leftovers are not finished yet. There's still something in the freezer.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I missed one. Hold on.
No, sure you did.
September 24th, 2014, that was the resisting an officer, 2 counts of bail jumping.
Word.
November 13th, charged with obstructing an officer. December 1st, charged with bail jumping.
Is she just in between every holiday she has to break the law?
I don't know what is going on.
I can't celebrate anything. Shit.
So, like, November 13th, buying all the stuff for Thanksgiving dinner. The Thanksgiving dinner leftover's still here. I should probably get arrested again.
But police be harassing my ass.
August 28th, 2015. We've moved ahead almost...
To that... Oh,
8 months. Like, 8 months. No shit happened for, like, 8 months.
All right. Probably she kept it casual. Probably
because she was in jail.
2015, but then the Bernie Sanders campaign got up and running. She got a little excited. All right.
Tight Sword is charged with retail theft. Excuse me.
Ooh, hang in there. Salud.
Thank you. Tight Sword is charged with retail theft in the city of Antigo in Langlade County. Why should you be doing all this shit in Langlade County? These niggas don't know who she is yet.
No.
Found guilty by a no contest plea. And please no contest every fucking time.
Just be like, yeah, I did that shit. That's what I do. Do you not know yet? Why you even ask me?
So, all right, that was 2015. We went all the way to 2017 without a thing.
Hey.
Okay, June 8th, 2017.
She was ready to make America great again. Let's do it.
Parents of a 3-month-old boy told Wausau police their child had been injured while Tight Sword was babysitting him and his sister. The baby was taken to the emergency room with facial bruising and a fractured skull.
Jesus balls. How the fuck?
So I see we're back to the blunt force trauma thing. Tight Sword told police the infant's older sister tried to take the bottle away from Tight Sword while she fed him, and the bottle struck the infant, which caused the injury.
She didn't think that one through.
What?
She didn't put a lot of, not a lot of effort.
The baby bottle caused his head to be broken?
Baby bottles, it was hard plastic. It was plexiglass.
Police found that the baby's injuries were inconsistent with Tight Sword's story, but she was never charged.
For cracking a skull.
Fractured skull of a 3-month-old baby.
A skull.
Yeah.
Not charged. She would have pled no contest. Charger.
Would have pled no contest. Wausau Police Detective Ben Graham said on Monday, like, now skipping forward, like, because now they're like, hey, we're going through this record. What the fuck was y'all niggas doing when this shit happened? He said, there is not enough probable cause to file charges in the case. He said,
probable cause? She probably been causing crimes for the past fucking decade.
He said it can be difficult for investigators to piece together the puzzle pieces in cases where infants are injured because the children cannot communicate what happened to them. His skull was broken. Broken.
Probable cause. She probably caused the crime rate to go up herself. She added to the percentage.
She did.
Fucking animal.
So that's why they're justifying now why they didn't charge her in 2017. So, 2018. August
That's
2nd.
That's not even this year anymore.
Not even this year. August 2018. Parents of an 11-month-old girl went to Wausau Police after the daughter was injured while at Teat Sorts Home. Do none of y'all niggas run background checks on the babysitters?
Oh, wait. So now that's the one that we just did in the
story.
No,
it's not.
It's a different 11-year-old?
11-month-old.
11-month. Oh, fuck. I'm getting my 11s wrong. It's like that movie Life Stinks. My 11s are up.
Parents of an 11-month-old girl went to Wausau Police. Again, the same... Notice the shit keeps happening in the same county in the same fucking city. This is like the third time it's been some child abuse shit with Wausau Police.
Fucking consistency or something.
After their daughter was injured while the child was at Teat Sorts Home at the Woodland Chalet Apartments in Wausau, the girl had injuries to her face. Wow, it's almost like babies keep getting their faces hurt in this woman's care. Tietzart told the parents and police the girl rolled off the couch onto the floor while napping.
Really? That's a far fall. Wait, how old?
11 months.
11? Wait, so even if, like, this, you did not hit him, and why the fuck are you just leaving the baby sleeping on an open-faced couch? And then, you know what? What kind of conditions are the people in that they're so desperate that you're the person they're leaving with? I can't imagine this is an upstanding domestic situation.
I'm sure it's not. So doctors said the girl's injuries were not consistent with the fall from the couch, but could not say for certain what caused them. The girl's father told police it looked like his daughter had been dragged across the floor. And it appears... maybe... Oh, okay. It took until October. In October... there were child abuse charges filed against Teat Sorts stemming from the August incident with the 11-month-old girl. That was October 11th. October 18th.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so the 11-month-old girl fell off the couch in August. October 11th, she gets charged. October 18th, before the trial starts, she kills this baby and then puts the snowsuit and the hat on him and says he's sleeping.
So while she's waiting to go to court, she killed another kid.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, yo.
This is... Mm-hmm.
They're in the span away of their state.
So yeah, so then of course, now, like, if you go back to the, about, you know, the, she said, called the mom of the most recent child that she killed. And said, there's a news story. That was the news story. I have court in a couple days because I just got arrested for, yeah.
So don't tell them I'm babysitting for you.
Uh-huh. October 19th, 2018. Teat Sorts was at the Plaza Hotel in Wausau, where she was arrested on the previously filed child abuse charges about the two-month-old's death. Teat Sorts admitted to police that while the baby boy had died in her care, she did not kill him, but also made no efforts to resuscitate him or seek medical treatment. After realizing the baby had died, she dressed him in a snowsuit and hat, covered him with blankets, and put him in the car seat. When Teat Sorts' boyfriend returned home around 6:30 p.m., she did not tell him the infant had died. Which also, what is wrong with you that you're dating this woman? Like, what the fuck happened to you?
Or, nah, I think he's probably fucked up, too.
He's gotta be.
I mean, not fucked up in, like, the way you're saying, like, what happened to you, but, like, he's probably an asshole, too. An asshole. I'm kind of reductionizing.
Yeah, no, definitely. He has to be, though. So when Teat Sorts' boyfriend returned home around 6:30 p.m., she did not tell him the infant had died. Teat Sorts brought the dead baby to McDonald's along with her boyfriend, their son, and the victim's brother.
And the victim's brother?
Yeah, because there was, like, I think he was, like, 2 or 3, it said.
Yeah.
Yeah. After returning the baby and his brother to their mother, Teat Sorts, the boyfriend, and her son went swimming at a pool. October 22nd, Teat Sorts appeared in court on the child abuse charge. Which fucking one? I can't even keep track anymore.
The 11-month-old.
Marathon court judge issued a $250,000 cash bond and ordered her not to have contact with anyone under 18 and not to leave the county if she is able to post bond. She has not yet been charged yet in the two months old death and has not yet posted bond. January 4th of this year.
Holy fuck. She actually... Yo, this year has not been that long. It's the 10th.
Teat Sorts was charged with first-degree intentional homicide in this two-month-old baby's death. An autopsy determined the infant died from multiple blunt force head wounds. He also had significant injuries to his tailbone. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Niggas don't even have their W-2s yet, and she's literally breaking asses this year.
A Marathon County judge issued a $500,000 cash bond and ordered Teetsort to have no contact with the victim's family. She is due back in court January 18th and faces life in prison if convicted.
She won't be, somehow. They're going to be like, ah, you know, I think she fucking learned the lesson.
This time.
Yeah, she's on point. Matter of fact, you know what? We're going to take all the money raised for the wall and open up her daycare.
Yeah.
And you know, all these folks would not have had to leave their offspring with her if capitalism wasn't keeping them the fuck at work. Right. If they didn't have some sort, or if you have to work, no real adequate maternity leave.
Also,
you
know, I'm kind of creeped out. She's kind of like low-key smiling in her mugshot. Like smirking. I don't know how you want to say it. Like
Phoenix be saying low-key when shit is blatant. That is it's on winecellarmedia.com. You can see it. And like, and then go tweet at Phoenix Kalita, uppity negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's, and tell her that's not low key. That's a flat out smile. She's fucking smiling. It's a closed mouth smile, so it looks smirky. But look at how much of her cheek she's folding over. That's how much she's pushing her joints up to smile, that she's making her cheeks fold over. That's a smile. That's glee. And I don't mean in a corny show where they sing some dorky songs. I mean glee as in happy white woman killing babies. Yeah, so folks need maternity leave.
Yes.
Folks need
affordable daycare. Because that's the thing, because I even remember that when the kids were little. To get, like, what is it? Like, kinder care, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the chain daycares. It was, oh, shit. When oldest child, who was 18, when he was a baby, it was $225 a week. Which is, like, if you're making 10 bucks an hour.
You're making 12, 13,
yeah.
15. You're not, it's too fucking
much. It's, like, half of your fucking paycheck. And then you still have to pay rent and groceries and diapers and medical bills. And
if capitalism didn't exist, uh-huh, nobody would have to deal with this shit, you know? Yeah, so somehow we'll flip this. It's a shit stack fucking triggering story, but it's another reason that fucking the system as is shit, because these people would not be leaving their offspring with this monster.
Right.
All right, goddammit. WineCellarMedia.com.